You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. About 12 years ago, the Northern Door Children's Center in Sister Bay adopted a new approach to early childhood education called looping.
Here to explain what looping is and what it does for young kids is Karen Corkin. She's Community Relations Coordinator for the Northern Door Children's Center. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So it sounds like some crazy tricycle stunt. I'm guessing it's not quite that fun, but what exactly is looping?
Well, looping is a process in which children, a group of young children, come together. Usually we start a group about 6 weeks old, because we do have quite a few children that come to us that young. They join either one or two teachers, depending on the number of children in the classroom, and those children and those teachers stay together for 3 years. So instead of, which is what's more typical in early childhood education, children changing classrooms and changing teachers with every developmental milestone, instead, the group stays together. So it's the same peers, the same teachers, and they change classrooms, but they do it together.
What are the benefits? Why make this change?
Well, what happens is when a child has to make a major change, like giving up somebody who's a significant adult in their life, a teacher that they've had for, you know, 6 months to a year, when they have to make that change and give that person up and move to and have to make new connections, it's very stressful. Children actually do go through a grieving process, and that will slow down the learning process. Also, what slows it down is the teachers then have to learn the children, you know, new children all over again, and then they're also having to adjust to new peers. All of that slows down that process because they're losing that learning time, where for us, with the looping process, when our children change classrooms, they do it with their same peers that they've been with since they were infants, with the same teacher who has known them for their whole life, and for them, a new classroom is just new activities, new toys, you know, a lot of fun to go with their educational experience. So the stress that comes with that constant changing is removed in the looping process.
What kind of reactions have you seen from kids over the long term of doing this?
Well, it's interesting. Our first group has actually started the sixth grade this year, and as each group has gone along, those connections the children have made with each other have stayed very, very strong. They have those connections, and the connections that their families have with the teachers and with the other families is continues to be very strong. I mean, we are a small community up here, but I think that's true of any program that chooses to do a looping program. They make those very strong connections, and it's just very healthy for them in their terms of their social emotional development, and then the families as well. There's just not the stress of having to adjust to a new person who is their child's teacher constantly. The parents and the teachers are able to form very, very strong partnerships that work for the benefit of the children.
And yeah, do you see a better sense of communication there, teacher and parent, and kid to teacher for that matter?
Absolutely. Because you begin to know these children, you know, it's in so many ways as though they're your own, because you're with them so much. I actually did a loop of children myself, and that I still have the connections to them. They're all going into the fourth grade this year, and the connection that you have is so strong with that family, you just don't lose that. It's in a lot of ways the children become almost like siblings, and it just really, really makes a huge difference in how the brain grows. It's very positive. It's a very positive effect on children's brain growth.
For the teachers, you and the others, is there some trepidation going in? It's a very different sort of thing. When you start this class, you know you're in with them for 3 years.
Absolutely. And I'll have to say that's one of the things that's really important for any early childhood center or school that's going to try, you know, getting the looping process going, is you have to have teacher buy-in, because, you know, teachers in the early childhood education setting are very much like teachers in the elementary and middle and high school, that graded school where you're used to teaching a particular thing. What happens with looping then is that you have to be able to plan the educational experiences for children all the way through. So you're constantly learning and growing along with the children. And so there was, yeah, definitely some trepidation for some of our teachers at first. But, you know, after a few years, really no one could remember what it was like before, because everyone had really begun to see the incredible benefits that we were seeing with the children in terms of their learning, in terms of their socialization, you know, all of their development was so enhanced, and we could really see the difference.
But I wonder, eventually they're going to get to a school level where they're switching classes each year, or then eventually switching classes each hour, going from math to science or what have you. Isn't there some benefit to experiencing the change early on, seeing different styles, different types of people up in front of them teaching?
Definitely, and that's why we did some experimenting with it, and we did try a five-year loop where the same teacher stayed with children for 5 years. But we did find that those first 3 years are the most critical in terms of children's development, and so we've kept the loop to the first three years. Once they've completed the first 3 years, one of the looping teachers will make the transition with them into preschool to a new teacher, help them get settled in, and then that teacher goes back and starts a new loop. So now the children have, you know, an entirely new teacher, and because they have those strong foundations and the strong skills that they've gotten in those first 3 years, they're very, very comfortable, you know, starting with a new teacher because they're, you know, very confident. And then when they've completed their preschool experience and we have a four-year-old kindergarten program, they move to the next teacher. So they do have that opportunity to experience changing teachers. But it's those first 3 years that are just so critical in terms of children's development, and those strong attachments really, really make a difference.
And in terms of development, I suppose somebody 3 years old and younger, very different developmentally than somebody when they hit elementary school age.
Absolutely, because, you know, we're looking at so many different pieces of the children's development. As early childhood educators, we're focused on all aspects of the development. So, you know, in the beginning with young infants, you know, there is quite a bit of you know, care that is required, and, you know, changing diapers and feeding and all of those things. But each of those things gives you an opportunity. We call them teachable moments. Great opportunities for, you know, doing learning activities with children. So, you know, even those first 3 years, just, you know, a lot of learning going on.
I don't know if this is the case this early on, but sometimes you hear of or experience in school at some point a bad match between a teacher and a student. Mm-hmm. What happens if you're stuck there for 3 years in a bad match, or maybe between the teacher and the parent at that age?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we kind of look at the relationship between the teacher, the parent, you know, or the family, and the children. In some ways, it's almost like a marriage. You make a commitment to make it work. And so if there's issues, we really, really work through them. And frankly, we haven't had that much of a problem because everybody is clear at the very beginning that we're all here for the children. We're here for the very best interests of what is good and best practice for the children. And so, you know, that's been a very rare occurrence, but it's very much like a marriage. You are committed to it and you make it work for those 3 years.
You're doing this there in Sister Bay. I understand that this is done elsewhere. Do you have a sense of how widespread this is, or is looping something that's really new and not a lot of people are jumping on it yet?
I don't think it's particularly new in terms of elementary school. And I know if anyone's familiar with Waldorf education, now that's a particular type of educational system where a group of children and teachers will often stay together for 8 to 9 years. But it's not quite as widespread as I think it should be in early childhood education, because, to be honest with you, it's not an easy process. It's very easy just to move children from class to class. But we talk a lot here at the Children's Center about the integrity of the loop. We hang on to the integrity of the loop. We keep those children together, and making the change, deciding when, you know, they're going to make a move to another classroom, and, you know, all of those things. It's a little complicated, and I know we actually did a presentation about looping at the National Association for the Education of Young Children, their national conference several years ago. And that was the big question everybody kept saying is, you know, how do we make this work? And it's not easy, but it is definitely what is best for children.
Yeah, when you introduce this idea to somebody in the industry, in the profession, who hasn't tried it, do you get a lot of quizzical looks and skepticism?
I think everyone would probably agree who's read the research on the continuity of the educational experience for young children, because that's what looping is. It's about that continuity of education. I think they would all agree that it's definitely best for children. I just think, you know, you have to be willing to make that commitment, and not everybody is. But it's just a commitment to knowing what is very, very best for children and being willing to do that. So that was one of the reasons I wanted to have an opportunity to speak about looping, because it's worth it. It is definite for any early childhood facility or organization, it is absolutely worth doing.
So you'd say it's worth that initial upfront work and getting things right? And any daycare out there, or any early education center, you'd say give it a shot?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think is really, really helpful is for families, you know, parents to understand the importance of this and for them to ask for it. Parents should advocate for their children's school or care providers to do this because it's definitely what's best for them as a family and for their children.
Karen, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
That's Karen Corkin. She's Community Relations Coordinator for the Northern Door Children's Center up in Sister Bay.